91X News.
It's +3 and mainly sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Downtown Belleville was busy this weekend with Rogers Hometown Hockey in town. Jill Raycroft, CEO of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce, says this was a chance for people to rediscover downtown.
It's always hard to tell for sure, but I can say that we are going to get some national exposure out of this event that we would never have had, and I think the effects will be long-term and ongoing. So for sure, this weekend was an amazing weekend. We had the Savor the Chill kind of event with the downtown corresponding with it, so I think our vendors, our restaurants, they certainly noticed a huge impact. It was extremely busy. The weather didn't hurt.
Thousands of people took part in festivities over the weekend, which included a concert from the Trans-Canada Highwaymen and the broadcast during the Edmonton and Anaheim game Sunday. Today marks 25 years since the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The homemade bomb terrorists detonated in a parking garage beneath the World Trade Center killed 6 people, including a pregnant woman, and injured more than 1,000.
Just there was a loud bang and the building kind of shook.
It was the precursor to the attack that brought down the towers 8 years later.
It's really raised everybody's awareness about, you know, international terrorism. And I mean, look, it's the first time there was an attack on U.S. soil.
NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill said the terror threat has evolved, but not ebbed.
The threat of terrorism is real. And it's something that I think about all the time.
He used the anniversary to remind the public to pay attention. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Figure skaters Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore are among the Olympians expected to return home today, bringing 2 sets of gold medals with them. The pair, who captured international attention at the Pyeongchang Games, is scheduled to land in London, Ontario tonight. Their first place wins in ice dancing and team figure skating in South Korea brought their total Olympic medal count to 5, making them the most decorated figure skaters in the history of the Games. But in addition to their medal success, they were also some of the most talked about elite athletes in Pyeongchang. They garnered a new group of fans who swooned over their on-ice chemistry and speculated they might be in a romantic relationship, a rumor the athletes have been denying for years. Canadian athletes are returning home with a record 29 medals this year, finishing 3rd overall in the Games. 2 Ontario double killers will be sentenced today, having been found guilty of murdering a young Toronto woman who vanished more than 5 years ago, Karen Rebo reports.
After a 2-month trial that ended in December, a jury found 32-year-old Dylan Millard and 30-year-old Mark Smitch guilty of first-degree murder in the presumed death of Laura Babcock. The pair were previously convicted of first-degree murder in the death and incineration of the Hamilton area's Tim Bosma. The Crown argued the judge should punish these convicted killers for both murders with consecutive life sentences, meaning 50 years in prison without parole eligibility. But Millard's lawyer argued that would effectively cast away the prospect of rehabilitation. Karen Rebo, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
One of Canada's most high-profile weather forecasters says the country still has to wade through a bit of winter weather before spring finally arrives. The Weather Network released its spring outlook today, and Chief Meteorologist Chris Scott says there will be ups and downs before the country settles into springtime.
So if you think of Mother Nature being temperamental this time of the year, this looks to be a particularly moody version of what Mother Nature can throw at us through March and early April.
Scott says that overall the country will be cooler than usual, with about average levels of precipitation. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy was swept into a swollen river in southwestern Ontario has entered its 6th day. Police say the boy went missing when his mother's vehicle went into the Grand River near Orangeville, Ontario, during heavy flooding last week. The woman managed to pull the boy from the van, but lost her grip in the strong current. Provincial police are now combing the area, 13 kilometers downstream from when the boy disappeared last week. About 2 dozen officers are involved in the search, including members of the canine unit, as well as a helicopter and police drone. Constable Paul Nanskovel estimates that as many as 500 volunteers helped with the search over the weekend. As students prepare to return to Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida later this week, political leaders are demanding an investigation into law enforcement's response to the February 14th shooting that killed 17 people. Florida Governor Rick Scott says he wants to know why law enforcement and the FBI failed to act on tips about the shooter.
What was their process? How was it broken? Give us the facts. Hold people accountable. The local sheriff's department, they've got to be completely transparent. We have to do a thorough investigation, and whoever didn't do their job has to be held accountable.
Yesterday, students were allowed to return to the scene to collect backpacks and other belongings they left behind when they fled the building. The UN Human Rights Chief has conveyed caution about whether a ceasefire across Syria was sought by the Security Council will hold, noting that airstrikes continue over Damascus rebel-held suburbs. Sajid al-Hussein says the UN resolution approving a 30-day ceasefire should be put into effect without delay.
I think that having a teacher who is armed, who cares deeply about her students or his students, and who is capable and qualified to bear arms, is not a bad idea, but it's an idea that needs to be discussed.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is also appealing to the opposing sides to comply with ceasefire and denouncing the violence in the region, which he describes as, quote, hell on earth. That's QNET News on 91X to 12:07 p.m. Sports is next.
Are you getting bored with your day job? Maybe you're still deciding on a career path. If you have ever been interested in a career in radio, consider joining the broadcast radio program at Loyalist College. You will be trained by industry professionals to work as an on-air host, station promoter, producer, sales executive, and to complete any other tasks associated with a career in radio. For more information about the broadcast radio program at Loyalist College, visit loyalistcollege.com. Loyalist College, we put you to work.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. Last night in NBA news, the Houston Rockets took on the Denver Nuggets and had a victory with a score of 119 to 114. Also, the Philadelphia 76ers lost to the Washington Wizards with a final score of 109 to 94. And in NHL news last night, the Vancouver Canucks beat the Arizona Coyotes with a final score of 3-1, and the Boston Sabres had a victory of 4-1 against the Boston Bruins. The Detroit Red Wings went head-to-head with the New York Rangers, and the endgame score was 3-2. The Predators have regained sole possession of first place in the NHL's Central Division behind Pekka Rinne's sixth shutout of the season. Rene turned back 27 shots and Nashville moved 2 points ahead of Winnipeg by blanking the slumping Blues 4-0. Predators forward Scott Hartnell says he wasn't too crazy about the early start, but they got the job done.
11 a.m. is unknown territory, I think, for all the guys in this room. You know, I was really proud of the guys, the way we started, and that was a complete 60 tonight. We took a few too many penalties, but we were able to shut the door. Pecks played awesome.
There will be a new face in the Maple Leafs lineup tonight when they host the Lightning. The team acquired veteran forward Thomas Plekanec yesterday from the Canadiens. The Leafs have won four in a row and are just 4 points behind Tampa for first in the Atlantic. Canadiens Olympians are returning home today after completing the country's most successful winter games ever. Canadian won 29 medals in Pyeongchang, South Korea, to surpass their previous high of 26 at the 2010 Games in Vancouver and Whistler, BC. In NBA news tonight, the Raptors are in action tonight at Air Canada Centre. They host the Pistons in one of 10 NBA games. Toronto is an NBA best 24-5 at home, but is coming off 122-119 overtime loss against Milwaukee on Friday. Kevin Harvick has capped a dominant weekend of racing by holding off Brad Keselowski in the rain-delayed NASCAR Monster Energy Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Harvick was comfortably ahead when Trevor Bayne's engine blew with 28 laps to go. The restart gave contenders a chance to grab the lead, but Harvick beat Kalowski to remain in control. Harvick says it's sweet to get his first Atlanta victory since 2001, just after he replaced Dale Earnhardt in the number three.
To be able to replicate that first win celebration, there's nobody else that can do that in the garage. And to be able to do that... And pay honor to Dale Sr. I've been waiting a long time to do that. I've had it in the back of my mind, and that's quite an honor to be able to do that.
Send us your team or league scores. Email QNetNewsDesk at gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today is mainly sunny with a high of 7. Tonight, expect clearer skies, and tonight will be a low of minus 2. At 12:11 p.m., it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News will be next at 1.